And continuing the discussion of why we are utilizing the CSSRS is that it ensures that Pacific Clinics is staying on top of industry standards in the profession. And something that clues us in as to what is expected at this time is the LADMH Clinical Event Reporting Form, also known as the Incident Report. There's a question on there that asks if we are utilizing a standardized assessment tool. So this will help us to close that gap. In addition, the Pacific Clinics Clinical Suicide Assessment Policy, which is number 108, has been updated to include the use of the CSSRS and recommended course of action depending on the consumer's severity. I would highly recommend spending time reading this policy because it is a critical policy with our client safety being our number one priority. And the recommended course of action is included depending on the consumer's severity. The course of actions are not included in this training because it is more clinical, and therefore it is highly recommended to look and review that policy.